This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Hot Stocks powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Anand and today we spoke to Vinay Ranjani of HDFC Securities. Well, before we go ahead and talk about his stock recommendations, let's also understand what he has to say about Nifty 50. Well, Vinay is of the view that the Nifty has been trading in the downward sloping channel since 16th of February 2021. Now, trading in channel indicates that market is passing through consolidation phase. Now, during this phase, trend remains choppy and directionless. A lot of whipsaws with fake breakouts do take place in this choppy phase. Confirmation of a breakout in Nifty 50 would come once Nifty sustains above 15,000 levels, and above 15,000, Nifty would extend the gains towards a new all-time high above 15,431. Now, supports for the Nifty would remain at 14,700, below which possible bullish setup would be violated. However, looking at the other indicators, chances of a bullish breakout seems higher than the bearish breakdown. Now, let's also understand the three recommendations that he has given to us. Well, the first stock that he has on the list is Natco Pharma, which is a buy call for a target of 1,170 and a stop loss of 850. The stock price has broken out from the bullish pennant pattern on the daily charts. Now, rising volumes during the breakout has validated the upside breakout. The stock has been trading above important moving average parameters, indicating uptrend on all time frames. Now, pharma sector has been one of the best performing sectors and still holding its strength. Now, the stock price has broken out from the consolidation which held for the last 4 weeks. Indicators and oscillators like RSI, MACD and DMI have turned bullish on the short-term charts. Now, the next stock that he has on the list is Hatsune Agro, which is a buy call for a target of 1,050 and a stop loss of 725. Now, in the month of December 2020, the stock broke out from the long-term downward sloping trend line on the weekly as well as monthly charts. Now, this breakout was supported by higher volumes. Post the breakout, the stock went into a running correction phase for the next 3 months. Now, in the current month, the stock has resumed its primary uptrend by hitting fresh 52-week high. Indicators and oscillators have been showing strength in the current uptrend. Now, the last stock that he has on the list is Dredging Corp, which is a buy call for a target of 475 and a stop loss of 350. Now, descending triangle breakout is seen on the weekly charts. Now, volumes have been rising along with gradual price rise in the last 4 weeks. Now, the stock has been finding support on the upward sloping trend line adjoining the previous swing lows. The 21-week EMA has also been coinciding with the trend line support, which confirms the bullish trend reversal. Indicators and oscillator setup has turned bullish on the short-term charts. In fact, the short-term moving averages have crossed long-term moving averages on the upside, which is definitely positive for the stock. Now, all the three recommendations, well, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So in case you do initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor. Well, thanks all for tuning into this edition of Hot Stocks, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.